Thales also was a pioneer in what we could call the field of atomic theory, because he believed that the universe was made up by a single substance. He didn't quite know what it was. He suggested water. But the important thing is that he conceived of the idea that everything on Earth was created from one material. Now, his pupils followed him in this line of thought. One of his most able students was a man named Anaximander, also from Miletus, who was interested in geography, in measuring the world. He created the first map of the world, which sadly we don't have, but we know he made it. And he also believed, like his tutor, like his mentor, that the universe consisted of one single neutral material. Now, Anaximander couldn't identify it. He called it the infinite. But still, it was the concept that everything was created out of one substance. Another Milesian philosopher, a man named Hecataeus, composed the first history of the world and the first guidebook of Egypt. And so this, again, is the science of encountering the world and understanding the world, in this case, through history and through a list of buildings and things to visit, as in Egypt. Now, you can imagine that if these philosophers are recognizing that the gods have nothing to do with the movement of the stars and that the world is made up of kind of neutral, impersonal objects, you can imagine that this also would reflect on the way these philosophers viewed the gods. Now, Hecataeus, who I just mentioned, openly wrote that the myths of the gods were ridiculous, that they were stories that had nothing to do with religion. And this idea was picked up by other philosophers, including one named Xenophanes from the town of Colophon, which was very close to Miletus. Now, Xenophanes actually attacked the idea that the gods looked like humans. He thought that the anthropomorphic idea of God was ridiculous. In fact, he said that if a horse could draw a god, a horse would draw a god like a horse. He simply thought that we were forced to see the gods in our own image. Xenophanes actually believed in one supreme deity, that there was just one god who was so different from humans that we could not begin to comprehend its nature. So this is very revolutionary stuff here. Perhaps the greatest of these Milesian philosophers came from the neighboring island of Samos, a man named Pythagoras, who probably most of you have heard of, the father of geometry. And so, like his predecessors, he was focusing on science, in this case geometry, yet became one of the most influential of these philosophers because of his religious beliefs, espousing the concept of the transmigration of the soul, a religious movement that lasted for the next 1,000 years into late antiquity. Now, we really don't understand why these ideas developed in this one part of the world at this one period of time, essentially in Ionia, specifically in Miletus in the 6th century BC. These ideas that really shook the root of Greek thought and went on to inform Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and later thinkers. Now, perhaps the fact that Ionia was neighbor to non-Greeks and so had access to different mindsets was influential on the development of these thoughts. As I mentioned, Miletus had this vast trade network that connected it with many, many regions of the ancient world, and so exposed its inhabitants to a variety of societies that may have made this intellectual revolution take place. In any case, it's one of the most remarkable times of the ancient world when such vibrant thoughts were explored and investigated in such freedom.